Hi there, and welcome back to the Ultimate Marketer Podcast. Head coach and ultimate marketer, Ant Hodges here. In this episode, let me share with you the core foundations that I truly believe every ultimate marketer needs to succeed. So it's great to have you back again. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Ultimate Marketer Podcast. You know, it's one of those things that I get asked all the time. Why did I create a program or a business and call it Ultimate Marketer? What's Ultimate Marketer all about? So what I want to do in this episode is I really want to share with you the story of how I got to this point and why I've called it Ultimate Marketer and what the Ultimate Marketer program, what the Ultimate Marketer podcast should be about. And I'm going to give you the seven key foundational elements that I believe truly help people to become ultimate marketers, not to become ultimate marketing gurus. You know, it's not about creating a whole raft of marketing people who are gurus, but it's actually about empowering business owners, online marketers, information marketers just like you to actually make some money instead of just pouring your heart and soul and all of the cash that you've got into marketing and seeing very little results. It's about giving you the strategies to be able to see, I should be doing my marketing that way, to be able to plan the right kind of tactics. You know, what type of marketing should I be doing? It's pointless just jumping on the bandwagon of everybody else is jumping on just for the sake of doing maybe some Facebook adverts and seeing what you're going to get out of it, unless you've got a plan and a strategy to be able to measure it to. And actually, the Facebook marketing might not even be the right kind of tool that you should be using in your business. It might be completely irrelevant to your target market. It might be completely irrelevant to the product or the information you're trying to sell. And actually, what we need to do is become smarter marketers. And you know what? Smart marketers ultimately become ultimate marketers. So my journey is that of, you know, I grew up as an art sort of student. I was doing GCSE art, dropped out, went to college, did drama, all those kinds of things, and then dropped out of college as well. So complete college dropout, you know, and education in that sense just wasn't for me. I wasn't in the right place to be able to do it at the time. Lots of family stuff going on. But do you know what? As a teenager, I just felt as though I had to find my own way. I had to be able to choose a direction that I wanted to go in. So I started doing jobs and exploring all kinds of different things. And through customer service and bar work, I was a barman and waiter at TGI Fridays doing all the magic tricks. I even had a ventriloquist monkey and I've still got it today. But the thing is, you know, all that experience that I had taught me massive amounts of how to deal with customers, how to understand what customers want, how to relate to customers in a really personable way. Because everything I was doing was on a one-to-one basis, whether it was on the phone, whether it was serving somebody a plate of food. It was delivering awesome customer service. And you know what? Because you're at the coalface then, if you delivered a cold plate of food or a plate of food that was just awful, what happened? They complained. They wanted their money back. So it was real tough work. And I've got total respect for waiters and waitresses and people who own restaurants and bars because, you know, you can get it wrong in an instant. And actually, it's a different environment that you can be in compared to whether you're selling information products or whether you're providing any kind of training or anything like that. Do you know what? Having that kind of experience in my career is massive. I went on to really just focus back on the design side of things. I became a graphic designer. I started a job in an international charity, helped them with a rebrand, book cover design, designs for all of their campaigns that they ran. Graphic designer, web developer, that's the job that I had. And then in 2007, I launched my own branding and marketing agency with a friend. You know, he was a colleague at the charity that I was working for, and we decided, actually, you know, we can do this for ourselves. We grew the business to six figures within 18 months, had a team around us, company car, office, the lot. It was lovely. It was great business. It was growing. Then the recession hit. the recession hit and the bubble burst. Everybody in the charity sector, the public sector, organizations that we were working with, the other slightly bigger corporate entities that we were working with, do you know what? They all pulled the plug on their marketing, all of them at the same time. And do you know what? I thought, because we're a marketing company, we'll be able to market our way out of this. But it just got to that point. It was so tough that the business closed in 2009. Now, for me, the whole thing about marketing through a recession is massively important. If you're still finding, wherever you are in the world today, whether you're in the UK, the US, wherever you are, where you're listening, if market conditions are still tough, the thing that you need to keep doing in your business today is marketing. If you don't, when people start spending again, they won't know who you are. They won't know what you've got. If you look at the likes of Stork Margarine, Stork Margarine were one of only a few brands to continue marketing during the Second World War, even when rationing was on. And why did they do that? Because when rationing finished, they were recognized. What was the margarine that people bought? It was Stork. This is proof in concept if we look at history. So why do companies cut back on their marketing? Why do companies stop marketing? Actually, if they learn how to market their business properly, they wouldn't have to worry about cutting back. Because if they ran profitable marketing strategies around campaigns, not just simple promotions, then they're going to succeed. And really, that was my experience having a failed business to then go away and hide in a job working with e-commerce businesses, helping to deliver six-figure incomes on email campaigns over a short period of time for different retailers. And you know what? It was great. Up until the point where I realized, actually, my passion was for working with smaller businesses. I needed to be master and commander of my own ship again, working with the owners, working with the entrepreneurs, working with the people who really wanted to drive their business forward. So that's why I went on my own again in 2011, and I haven't looked back. It's been a great time from then until now, and I'm really looking forward to the future. Ultimate Marketer Program is growing, and this has really been the pinnacle of where I've wanted to get to. To create a program, to be able to create something of worth, something of real worth, to be able to say, do you know what? I've helped hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses create profitable marketing strategies, and they are running with it. Now, the Ultimate Marketer Program teaches you the strategies and the bones to be able to then walk forward and implement things. I'm a business wealth mentor with the Business Wealth Team, and I help business owners to grow their business. And one of the sayings we have is, you get paid on what you get done. I can't implement your marketing for you unless you obviously use my team, which I'm more than happy for you to use my team. But fundamentally, if you're listening to this podcast and previous episodes, if you're subscribed to Ultimate Marketer On Demand, which is our postal newsletter service, if you are part of the Ultimate Marketer Elite program, or you've been to one of our events, all of that training, all of that knowledge that we're giving you, what you've got to do is you've actually got to take action. You've got to implement it, and you've got to implement it in the best possible way. So even with the seven foundational elements of what I believe makes an ultimate marketer, which I'm going to come on to in a second, listening to stuff, going to marketing seminars, learning all this kind of stuff, do you know what? I want you to stop the podcast right now if you're not going to be implementing any of it. Because it's pointless you listening, because it's just another marketing consultant sat here giving you some advice, giving you some knowledge, and you're not going to do anything with it. Continue to listen if you actually want to learn how you can put together a framework so that you can actually start to implement profitable marketing strategies. I think for me, I'm so passionate about wanting to help people with their marketing, I get so angry with myself that I haven't been able to help them implement things in the best possible way. So that's why I'm building a team. I've got a team of copywriters, designers, web developers around me that are helping guys who just can't implement themselves implement it. It saves them from having to find a team. It saves them from having to go and hire a company that they don't know, they don't trust, and all of those kind of things. Work with me and my team, and we'll help you, and we'll do your marketing for you. A complete done-for-you on- and offline marketing package. So The seven P's. Everybody likes alliteration. It's good from a training perspective. And all of these begin with P. So there's seven of them. They all begin with P. And if you're taking notes or if you're listening along in the car or on the train or whatever, then do listen to this again and write them down at some point. Number one, purpose. Understanding and solidifying your purpose in either presenting your information, your knowledge, your products, your service into the world today will help your audience to understand exactly what you're about. People buy into people these days. You know, and I think people have always bought into people. People don't buy into programs. People don't buy into products. People don't buy into companies. People buy from people at the end of the day. The product or the solution, yeah, that may satisfy the need, problem, or desire that they have in their life. But actually, when it comes down to it, people buy from people. And if you don't understand who you are, why you're stood in that marketplace doing what you do, people aren't going to understand it. If you don't nail it, then you will not be able to stand strong in your marketplace. You need to be able to really understand and know your purpose, why you stood there, why you're wanting to serve this audience with these products or services that you have, so that they can really understand that you, one, empathize with their situation. Maybe you've been there and done it. You've learned lessons and you want to help people to stop making the mistakes that they did. I mean, that's partly what I do, why I do what I do. I've had a failed business. I've seen it go wrong. And as a business coach and a mentor, as well as a marketing coach through the Ultimate Marketer Program, I'm helping business owners to avoid making the same mistakes that I did. That's why I stand in this place doing what I do. And that's why I'm passionate about it. Ultimately, know your purpose to be able to stand in that place and be the expert that you deserve to be. Number two, prepare. Benjamin Franklin once said probably one of the most famous quotes of all time, and repeat it, say it with me if you know it. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. Preparing the content that you have to deliver in your marketing, making sure that you prepare the ground in terms of how you're going to walk that campaign through, and understanding who your marketing is going to is crucial to this success. Understanding your target audience, understanding what is it in terms of solution that you're offer, the problems that you're going to solve, the pains, the desires, the needs that you're going to be able to satisfy. Who is it that's going to consume your marketing? Is it going to be decision makers? Or is it going to be the gatekeeper of the business? The people who you need to get through to be able to get to the right person. You know, how's that marketing going to be delivered? What is your big solution? And what topics are you going to cover in it? All of these questions you need to answer. You need to be able to define what all of those answers are in terms of that preparation time before we even start getting into producing content, creating content, and getting your marketing going. Now, I'm talking a lot about content because if you hadn't guessed it, content is the one thing that you need to make sure that you get absolutely nailed down in your marketing. And if you don't, you're not going to be able to communicate properly. You're not going to be able to convey the benefits of your product or service properly. And you're not going to be relevant, because understanding how you can be relevant with the right types of content is massively important. So that's when we jump into the third foundational element. That is produce, the third P, produce. This is the point at which you get down and start producing your content. You know, it's time to get stuck in and produce the content you need that you will use in all of your marketing. You need to ask the questions, you know, what format should it take? Should I be producing video, written format, audio format? Should it be online? Should it be offline? Should you be creating it all? You know, could you create one piece and then get a team to be able to create something else and another person to be able to create something else? Can you systematize it in some way? Can you automate the process in terms of the delivery of that content once you've actually produced it? Because if you can do that, that's going to save you stress, time, energy, money. That's what a system does, saves you stress, time, energy, and money. And what about actually getting down and writing content? You know, I'm not a writer. I will confess to you, and you'll probably see it in emails and newsletters and blog posts, spelling mistakes, grammatical errors. Writing is not necessarily my forte. I'm a marketer. I know what it is to be able to write good, compelling copy, but I make the slip-ups and I make the mistakes. But actually, what I truly believe is you need to start with writing. And I try my best. I always start by writing. I don't start by recording audio and speaking off the cuff. All of these podcasts, I've got scripting, I've got bullet points to help me lead. Yeah, I might go off the cuff a little bit, but the fundamentals are that I've planned it, that I've prepared it. And in terms of producing it, the best way that I find that I can produce it is to write it. Because then if I'm also getting people to produce videos, or I want a PowerPoint presentation produced for a presentation that I'm doing, I just give them the written content, get them to produce the PowerPoints and the graphics for me so that I don't have to do it all. Ultimately, you need to know what you're going to do in terms of producing content around all of your marketing, and that's produce. That's where you actually start getting down to it. And if you can put a plan in place, a schedule in place where you block out time and you do it all, you're going to be able to really succeed. Foundation number four, promotion. There are always good ways and bad ways to market any product or service. And what I really want to help people to discover is that really we need to operate on a campaign basis. You may have heard in the last podcast where we talked about the hidden hope strategy. You know, I truly believe in developing a campaign of multiple touch points for a particular audience. And what I'm talking about there is making sure that you're appealing to those who like to read, like to watch, like to listen. Make sure that you're appealing to those who like online content, offline content, in-person content. And actually, if you can kind of cater for all of those in a complete campaign, that's where we need to go. So, you know, a blended online and offline strategy and how you can then start to monetize your content as well as sell the products and services is all about promotion. And if we can do that in the best possible way, we will succeed. Because forget thinking about one-off promotions, one-off special offers. If you have, as Brendan Burchard says, a cascading series of campaigns, that will equal constant cash. He uses the phrase, cascading campaigns equals constant cash. I totally believe and subscribe to that. And that's what I really want you to understand. Foundation number five, provide. Working out how you can deliver on your promises and understand if you've delivered value will help you to deliver well time and time again to new customers. Adding value to customers and having an unrivaled customer service that goes the extra mile to generate huge amounts of goodwill in your niche, in your industry, in your marketplace will help you provide the best service to your clients. Ultimate marketers don't just stop at the sale. It's far beyond that. It's the relationship, it's the communication that follows that. And even through the process of delivering, marketing is still all about communication and building value and building relationships. If you can continue to do that as you provide and as you, after you've provided, we said we'd have a slip up, well, two, after you've provided, then you will be onto a winner. If you forget that your customer is a person and you just treat them as a number, then do you think they'll come back? Do you think, okay, well, we've sold to that person, right, on to the next? Do you think that that's a really good way of doing it? But actually, if you provided value in the best possible way, you know, you will succeed. You will become an ultimate marketer. Because marketing is simply about communication. Marketing is simply about building a relationship and having a conversation. And what happens is transactions fall off that in terms of sales. Foundation number six, progress. Now, delivering and providing extra value is all well and good, but you're not a charity. You're not a charity. Well, you might be a charity, but actually, you may be, there's no if, There's no but, there's no maybe about it. You're in business to make money. And how can you progress things even further when you have sold something to someone? How can you earn some more money from them? How can you market additional products or services? Well, selling wider and deeper, building recurring revenue streams, and playing with your pricing are three sort of fundamental elements to being able to build into marketing campaigns that will help. Selling deeper. If somebody's bought a particular product or service, are there related products specifically aligned to the problems that they had initially that you can give them more products and services related to? Can you sell wider? Other products and services that you offer that aren't necessarily related to that first problem, need, or desire they had, but it might be relating to a different problem, need, or desire. Recurring revenue streams. How can you generate just maybe monthly subscriptions or monthly buy-in services that people can pay you on a retained basis? And how can you test your pricing? Increasing pricing doesn't always reduce the number of sales. And actually, more often than not, it's not the reason that people leave a business if you increase your price. You know, we have it with all of our utility bills and our mobile phone contracts and all kinds of things. Prices keep increasing out there. So why aren't you testing a price increase in your business? When was the last time you increased prices? Was it at the new year? Was it 2 years ago? Was it 3 years ago? Was it never? Testing it in your marketplace is key. This is how we can progress from just selling one or two things to actually building a proper business. And that then comes into the foundational step number 7. Prosper. Creating more information products, more programs, more products, more events can help you prosper further. But ultimately, the secrets to true success aren't in just building more products and flogging it. It's building a business and systematizing it and putting the processes in place that would enable you to build a solid business. And actually, if you do that right from the outset, if you start thinking, I'm building a business here, I'm not just selling product, think about your exit strategy. What happens in 5 years' time if you've got a really successful business? Would you sell it if somebody came to you with a 6, 7, 8-figure check? It's a big question to ask. But it's something to think about right at the start. Because if you can plan to prosper, then you will prosper. Because you've got something to aim for. And that's what ultimate marketers do, is they create that sense of vision and direction for what they want to do in terms of building a bigger business, not just selling product. So, we'll run through them. 1 to 7. Number 1, purpose. 2, prepare. 3, produce. 4, promote. 5, provide. 6, progress. 7, prosper. That's what ultimate marketers plan everything around. Over on the Ultimate Marketer website, we've got information that I'll just tell you about shortly. But ultimately, what I've got is the Ultimate Marketer Mastermind Group opening later this year. And it's going to be a fantastic time where we're just going to get a bunch of guys just like you in a room every month in London to be able to really rock your marketing plans. I want to be able to get you in a room, work together, produce the strategies that are going to catapult you into the stratosphere in terms of success. You know, get in touch with us. If you want to find any more information about it, then do just get in touch and say on the podcast, answer, get in touch. I know we haven't got the sales pages or anything up yet because this year's current class hasn't finished, but we'll be opening the new class soon. And if you're listening to the podcast and you're interested in wanting to get in touch, just jump over to the Facebook page, send us a message, or jump over to the website and just send your details through. Well, I hope today's helped, giving you a background of who I am, why I'm doing what I'm doing, and actually the framework that I totally believe every ultimate marketer should be sticking to be able to really succeed. Now it's time to get stuck in and take action. Listen to this podcast again. Make sure you digest the information that's in there. If you want to get more information, do dive over to ultimatemarketer.net and subscribe to the Ultimate Marketer On Demand service, where you can get more information from me and the Ultimate Marketer team on how you can improve and change your marketing forever. If you'd like to join in the conversation over on our Facebook page, please jump over to facebook.com/theultimatemarketer. Ant Hodges, founder and creator of the Ultimate Marketer Program, signing off for another episode of the Ultimate Marketer Podcast. I look forward to chatting to you again real soon, and I look forward to sharing with you more strategies on how you can become the next Ultimate Marketer. Take care.